Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airwaves, bringing you the divine word of God. I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful night, and I hope and pray that your day be a beautiful day as well, according to God's will. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that are able to tune in this early morning. Hallelujah. It's been a long time since I've come across this early, but I wanted to do that, you know, so I could have this ahead of me on today. And so I just thank those of you that were able to tune in. I am so glad to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I will be with you 45 minutes on this morning. And I want to take this time out, take this podium, to acknowledge those of you that had lost loved ones within the last 24 hours. Hallelujah, the last 48 hours, moments ago. We want to send condolences out to you, you and you. And just may God take you and wrap you in the cradle of his loving arms. And I hope that God will bring unto your heart and your spirit restoration in the times of your sorrows. And may God richly keep and bless you always, is my solemn prayer. God bless you. All right, we're going to go right now into our opening prayer. And we always come on with an opening prayer, acknowledging our Lord and Savior and soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, hallelujah, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O graciously Heavenly Father, for enabling us to come together in unity again around the spectrum, God. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west of this universal God. And we know that this planet we call planet Earth, this soil that we travel to and for, is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in reserve, a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are his architect, and you are his creator. Until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, God, we'll be going and coming as pilgrims through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you on this morning, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquities. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting so deeply in the epitome of their souls. We be so mindful, God. Give your name the glory and all the honor, God, and we won't take no praise from you, God. We'll give you all the praise. These and other blessings we ask. Hallelujah, in your son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous, matchless name. And we'll let the church say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I just felt the shift, move of God going through my body. I just thank God for the precious blood that run Rome in my vein this morning. Saints of God and friends and you that are out there in my digital listening audience and kinship family and extended family and colleagues and you alike, I just thank God for my soul's salvation on this morning. And I just want you to get you a good seat. I won't be long before your presence, very long, but I will be with you for the duration. And we are now going to go on in to our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on this morning entitled, My Tears, Does God Care? I want to say that one more time. My tears and your tears and our tears, does God care? Hallelujah. And with all the hurt and humility that's going on in our nation, we sometimes ask the question in our mind, ponder, my tears, Father God, Lord and Savior, my Messiah, my lily of the valley, my soon coming king, these are my tears. Does God care? We're going to go into our first key scripture on this morning, and it reads like this. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. That scripture reading is found in the Law of Psalms 30 and 10. And sometimes we're faced with these questions. Is Jesus enough? Is our relationship with Christ sufficient to sustain us? Will he be enough to help us want to go on living? Does he care? It seems more than we can bear. But then he added, the Lord is with us and is wonderfully helping us. In this, their darkest time, they found that Jesus was near. He was enough. We find out in this day-to-day hectic journey, many of us will face moments where we will wonder if we can go on. If our health fails, if our job disappears, if we lose those closest to us, will we find our relationship with the Lord real enough to keep us pressing forward? We know that the psalmist remind us of God's presence and faithfulness. Psalms 30, when he was deeply depressed, he cried out, Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper, verse 10. We know that God gives healing and comfort, verse 2 through 3. And as believers in Jesus, we will never lack what we need to persevere. The Lord will always be near. Though tempted and sadly discouraged, my soul to this refuge will flee and rest in the blessed assurance, my grace is sufficient for thee. Faith in an all-sufficient Christ enable you and I to press on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we find out that the book of Lamentation records Jeremiah's anguish over the nation of Judah's stubborn refusal to follow God's often called the weeping prophet. He witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem and saw his people carried into captivity. He wandered the streets of the city overwhelmed by grief. Lamentation 1 and 1 through 5. Yet Jeremiah's darkest hour, he cried, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope through the Lord's mercy. We are not consumed because his compassion fell not. They are new every morning. And I want you to know that out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, great is your faithfulness. Whether we suffer for our own choices or from those of others, despair may threaten to overwhelm us. When all seem lost, we can cling to the Lord's faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. And we shall have this prayer. I am so thankful for your faithfulness, Father. Even in the time when I'm unfaithful, help me to remember, like Jeremiah, that my hope comes from you, not from my circumstances. The anchor of God's faithfulness holds firm in the strongest storm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name. And we know that in spite of whatever we go through, I come to serve you. Notice on this morning, you are not alone. Hallelujah. I sermon on this morning entitled, My Tears, Does God Care? I bring you the good news and the good tidings that yes, Jesus cares. He cares all about you and I. We live in a nation, hallelujah, that views pain as an enemy. We think of pain as unnatural and something to be removed from our lives to avoid the pain. We have TV commercials that tell us to reach for the aspirin. Jesus, however, did not turn from his own pain or the pain, hallelujah, of others. During this ministry, during his ministry, those in pain often came to him. We know that the demon-possessed came, the leper came, the lame came, the blind came, the woman with the issue of blood came. When Jesus encountered them, he stopped and took time for their pain. Jesus can handle the pain in our lives when we take time, hallelujah, when we bring it to him in faith. We have a responsibility to take time for the pain of our friends, our co-workers, and people in general. Every now and then, we even must stop and take pains of our own, hallelujah, to do this. We must, number one, face the pain in our lives, admitting the reality that it may be hard to face, but when we do, we can begin to work through it. We can live victoriously over it and not be mastered by it. Number two, we can trace the source of the pain in our lives. Sometimes we need an objective outside observer to pinpoint things we don't see or want to see in our lives. Number three, finally, we need to grace the pain. That is, put it in its proper place. We know that in the law of Romans 8 and 28 suggests that God uses pain and tribulation to make things right in our lives. Paul talks about his own thorns in the flesh and how he had asked God to remove it three times. But God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. That scripture reading is found in the law of 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. In effect, he says, my grace will be with you in a fiery furnace. My grace will help you part the waters of your Jordan River. My grace will shut the mouths of the lions in your lion's den. My grace will fight your battle and bring down the walls of Jericho. What kind of pain are you facing this morning, today, in your life? I come to tell you the good news that Jesus is able to give you the strength to make it through, but you've got to take time for the pain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy name on this morning. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Because we know that you are with us and we are not alone. You walk with us every step of our journey. And we need not to fear what man can do to us as long as we have you walking side by side with us. We are not alone. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage your heart to let you know that Jesus is with you. Jesus is with me. And even though our adversary might lead you to believe that you are alone, but you are not alone. Hallelujah. That you have Christ's love and protection to guide you, to strengthen you in your day-to-day walk with God. Even unto you that don't have a relationship with God as well, God is with you every step of your journey. And we know that the significance of suffering, it is to make us stronger. It is to make us more obedient to God. Or is it to help us look to God? We know that as children of God, trying to survive in a society plagued by economic, social, and racial injustice, we can hear the cries and taste the tears of the prophet who mourns over devastation of a city and people who turn away from God. Our own communities and our churches and our families are plagued by drug abuse, alcoholism, unemployment, homelessness, hungry, child abuse and neglect, domestic violence, and sexual violation. In the midst of all of these afflictions, we find ourselves crying to God in prayer for relief from so much pain. Hallelujah. Often feeling that our prayers are not heard. We scream, "Where are you, God?" But when we understand that we are never out of God's sight, we must look at ourselves and ask, where are we? Have we strayed so far from God that we no longer obey his will and care for God's people or acknowledge God's power? Though the prophet expressed feelings of hopelessness over tragic circumstances, his hope is renewed with the acknowledgement and relief will come only from God. And that is bleak as circumstances presently seem. This I recall to mind. Therefore, I have hope. It is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That's found in the law of Lamentation 3 and 21 through 23. And as you and I, we seek relief from suffering, let us be mindful that God's faithfulness and mercy always are present and active in our lives. Holy Creator, the parent of us all, during our moment of suffering and despair, help us to wait patiently with the knowledge that your mercy provides protection. Your faithfulness provides hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some experiences can be appreciated vigorously that sympathy others experience cannot be known unless you've been there. Hallelujah. That empathy when a flight was missed in a Houston airport. Hallelujah. The passenger said, "I would have felt better if I sent that the agent who had closed the flight earlier understood or appreciated my plight." Another frequent traveler would have known the frustration of standing at the checkout counter waiting over plane pushed back from the gate. Perhaps empathy is the attributes that make Jesus so attractive. Mercy and grace in time of need, Hebrews 4 and 16, are available to you and I because we have a high priest, one who empathizes with us. He's been wrapped in humanity as we are. We identify with Jesus because Jesus identifies with us. It's a concept that everyone appreciates and understands. We proclaim this concept when we call Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:23. He identifies with us in our human predicament. Jesus identifies with us not only in our joy, but also in our sorrow, in our poverty, in our hunger and suffering. No one of us is hurt, but that he is hurt. He knows and understands disappointments. He understands our agony. He understands our rejections. And as a great high priest, he is moved with the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4:16 tell us that we may come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need. So, whatever you may be going through, just remember that Jesus feel it too. And we sing this about our emphasizing high priest. There is not an hour that he's not near us. No, not one. No, no, no. No night so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf this morning. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. Make them attentive to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, attention, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. In the sermon on this morning entitled, My Tears, Does God Care? And at this portion in our service, we're going to bring unto you some encouraging selections. And we will allow these songs to bring our program to its closure. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God. So hope you be encouraged on this morning. Listen up, if you will. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.